You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. So if you're sitting there at the table sipping your coffee and doing the crossword in the paper and are tempted to actually cheat while you do the crossword, you should give us a call. 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're talking about cheating this morning, actually, in business school. And we don't want to hear Enron stories from you, but we are talking about steps being taken by business schools to prevent cheating in those institutions and others. MyTake at thetakeaway.org is also a way to reach us. And we're also talking about stem cells this morning. The political controversy over stem cells has certainly raised the profile of this very, very important research into genetically based therapies for a whole variety of diseases. But ironically, the political controversy over the use of embryonic stem cells may have raised the profile of stem cell research so much that Americans really don't have an understanding of where the research actually stands right now in terms of being able to help humans someday. If you watch Nova Science Now, a WGBH production, it's part of the Nova series airing tonight on PBS, you're going to get a glimpse of where stem cell research is and show how the controversy has actually motivated new research to get around the political controversy and the political issues and some of the political restrictions on stem cell research. And you're also going to meet Dr. George Daly, who's Associate Director of the Stem Cell Program at Children's Hospital in Boston, and he joins us now. Dr. Daly, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
You know, one of the great things about watching you and sort of immersing oneself in your research is, and watching this Nova story tonight, is to see just how little we understand about how cells go from just being little organisms to being specialized pieces of, say, skin tissue or blood tissue or heart tissue, and that stem cells are really the code that determines what a cell is going to be when it grows up. What have you learned, and how have you created the ability to make stem cells where they didn't exist before?
Well, it's true. I mean, the science is remarkable. You know, the 20th century was the century of genetics, and it ended with this complete sequencing of the human genome. But now we need to figure out how to read that code and develop tissues, and that's what stem cell biology is all about. We've had a goal for many years of creating patient-specific lines, that is, being able to take skin cells from a given patient with a disease you want to study and move that disease into a petri dish. And we've now succeeded in doing that. So we have remarkably powerful tools, but the science is still in its infancy.
And the embryonic stem cell issue comes from the fact that when we are in the zygote embryo stage, before our cells have been given the instructions to become pieces of heart or bone or eyes or hair, that they exist in this state called stem cells. And how have you been able to actually turn back the clock on, say, an existing cell in my body or one of your patients that you study, and turn them back into stem cells, if that's what your mission is?
Yeah. Well, there's actually two major categories of stem cells. There are stem cells in our bodies, in our adult tissues, and those stem cells have wonderful properties of repair and regeneration, but they are restricted to make the cells of that particular tissue. The stem cells we're talking about are called either embryonic or now pluripotent stem cells. This is the property that they can make any tissue in the body.
They're wild cards. They can become heart tissue. They can become anything.
Exactly. I mean, they're the master cells of us as organisms. It'd be like having a seed for every plant on Earth.
And in therapeutic terms, if you were going to use this to fight disease, you'd basically say, okay, stem cell, go replace these cells that are dysfunctional, or go replace this tissue that's dysfunctional, or regenerate this nerve tissue that's damaged, right?
Well, there are two major ways the stem cells contribute to medical therapy and research. First is as a tool for research. So we can study the formation of tissues in a petri dish. That teaches us an enormous amount about disease and about how to make them into particular tissues. Now, the second part would be actually getting those tissues into patients. The first part, where we're studying the diseases, is happening now. Mm-hmm. The ability to use them in treating spinal cord injury or diabetes is something off in the future.
Dr. Dalian, isn't there a gap, or do you suspect there is a gap, between the perception of where the science is on stem cells right now and how soon it can be turned into some kind of specific medical treatment?
I think that's right. I mean, there has been so much attention and hype to the area that I think there's a risk that patients will think the science is much further along than it is. The science is quite exciting, and it will have tremendous impact in the future, but it's going to take us years to get there. The worry is that patients are already thinking there are cures around the corner, and when they're not offered at their local hospital, they're traveling great distances in some instances to seek therapies elsewhere. And these stem cell clinics are cropping up, and we're very concerned about stem cell tourism because it's going to involve exploiting patients and taking advantage of them.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Dr. George Daly, who's Associate Director of the Stem Cell Program at Children's Hospital Boston. His research is featured as part of Nova Science Now, a WGBH production, which airs tonight on PBS at 9 p.m. I guess the takeaway here is, ironically, your research may make the entire political controversy about embryonic stem cells ultimately kind of moot, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll leave you with something that's at stake in this debate. Here's a clip from the Nova tonight.
It feels like a lot of people are stabbing me with knives on the inside of my body, all the way down to my bone. Sometimes I couldn't catch my breath. It was so intense.
I'm in tears, basically. It's just pain everywhere. It's going through your head, your back, your legs. You can't do anything about it.
Patients with sickle cell anemia, very concerned about stem cell research. It'll be on Nova tonight. And now, headlines with Femi Ogay.
Hello there. Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour.